All right. Thank you very much, Jared. We're reporting today for high scores for week number 6 on our bowling calendar. We need to catch up on a few weeks of youth bowlers over at Northland, first of all, on the program today. Let's go back to week number 3 for the Northland youth. I want to congratulate Eli Walters, who had a high game of 248 with a 546 series. Noah Vandervelde had consistent games of 234, 213, and 202 for a fine 649. Ryan Duff with a 224 game and a 571. Shannon McDonald with a high game of 221. And Hunter Holcomb had a high series of 516. For week number 4 for Northland Youth, Dylan Barnes had two great games of 257 and a 235. He ended up with a 671 series. Alex Voigt had a high series of 578. Noah Vandervelde once again with a high game of 208. Peyton Beverwijk with a high game of 215 with a 516 series. And Shauna McDonald once again with a 214 game and a 568. And those were scores from Northland Youth for week number 3 and week number 4. Let's take a look at week number 6 for the men and for the women. Let's do the women's scores first today. Lori Kirkland starting out very strong this season. Lori had a high game this past week from Northland Select with a 265. She also posted a 247 on that series and had a 244 game in the Sunshine League. Chelsea Bosher from Northland Select also with a 265. Kaylee DeLeon from Sunshine with a 244. Katie Vintainen from Sunshine, 239. Cindy Heckman, Sunshine, 234. Samantha Coleman from Thursday Night Misfits with a 232. Karen Pardue from Sunshine with a 231. Tammy Newberry from Northland Select with a 226. And Tammy also had a 222 in the Sunshine League. Christina Sherman from West Ottawa with a 223. And Rachel Handward from Sunshine with a 220. Looking at the season high games for the ladies, Lori Kirkland a few weeks ago had a 280, and we added this week the 265 and the 247. Chelsea Bosher we added this week with a 265. Kaylee Pardue with a 248. Tammy Newberry with a 245. Kim Smith with a 244. Kaylee DeLeon from also with a 244. Rachel Handward, 242. We added this week Katie Vintainen with a 239. Dawn Chamberlain with a 236. Stacey Barnes and Cindy Heckman are both tied in the 10th position with high games of 234. For the high series for the week, Northland Select watched Lori Kirkman bowl a 680. Lori also had a 637 in Sunshine. Chelsea Bosher from Northland Select with a 645. Kaylee Pardue from Sunshine, 644. Christina Sherman, West Ottawa, 639. Cindy Heckman from Sunshine with a 628. Jordan Kirkland from Sunshine with a 601. Val Guerrero from Saturday Night Fever with a 598. Tammy Newberry from the Sunshine League with a 592. Monica Solis from Saturday Night Fever, 585. And finishing up the top 10 this week was Melissa Van Molson from Northern Lights with a 578. Looking at the season high series for the ladies, Lori Kirkland a few weeks ago had 726, and Lori added a 680 this past week. Kaylee Pardue from West Ottawa was 683 and a 644. Tammy Newberry Sunshine was 652. Chelsea Bosher, Northland Select, 645. Kaylee DeLeon from Sunshine with a 644. Kim Smith, Northland Select, with a 642. Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine with a 640. Christina Sherman from West Ottawa, 639. Jordan Kirkland from Sunshine with a 630. And finishing up the top 10 for high series for the season, Stacey Barnes, Thursday Night Misfits, with a 629. Taking a look at the high games for the men ending October 15, week number 6. Connor Brookhouse, who is our only 300 bowler so far this season, also had a 280 game this past week in the West Ottawa League. Tim McKessie from Northland Select with 279. Ronnie Snoke, Rich Nauman Memorial with a 277. Nick Coinga from Tri-City with a 275. Mike Torres from West Ottawa this week had a 269 and a 265. Chris Ponstein from Tri-City, also a 269. Two bowlers with 268s, and they're both from the Tri-City League, and they were Ward Grigsby and Kevin Pardue. Bowling a 266 this past week was Josh Reyes from Saturday Night Fever. And bowling a 264 this past week was Randy Buchtevane from West Ottawa. Our high games for the season, as I mentioned, Connor Brookhouse is our one and only bowler with a 300 so far this season. Ben Fellows from Suburban had 11 strikes in a row for a 299 game. Mike Putnam from Businessmen's 11 strikes in a row with a 298. Curtis Swansma and Scott J. Smith both have identical games of 289. Scott Biddle and also Bob Zubering both have identical games of 288. Mitch Wiersma and Chris Ponstein both have games of 280. And then we have six bowlers all with games of 279. Ronnie Snoke, Jeff Ball, John Lewandowski, Tim Kruse, Mike Mulder, and we added this week Tim McKessie. In the high series for the week ending October 15, week number 6, Tim McKessie from Northland Select was 794. Ronnie Snoke, Rich Nauman Memorial, 766. Ryan James, Tri-City, 740. Mike Torres from West Ottawa with a 730. Nick Coinga from Tri-City with 729. Bob Zubarink, also out of Tri-City, with 720. Kevin Pollack from Northland Select with 720. Also from Northland Select was Brian Morin with a 719. Jim Rennick, who is our program sponsor from Tri-City, had a series this past week of 714. Todd Dahlman from Tri-City with 706. And Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers with a 701. High series for the season for the men. We added this week a new top bowler with a 794, and that was Tim McKessie from Northland Select. Bob Zubrink from Tri-City, 789. Scott J. Smith, Tri-City, 781. Ronnie Smoke, Rich Donovan Memorial, 769. Steve Petrie from Tri-City, 761. Mike Torres from West Ottawa, 760. Mitch Wiersma from Businessmen, 758. Mike Helder from Rich Donovan Memorial with 750. Also with a 750 is Nick Coinga from Tri-City. And finishing up the high series for the season, Ryan James from Tri-City with 748. All of the weekly scores are also listed on our website, which is greaterhollandbowling.com. And you'll be able to see the top 10 for the season and for the week listed there, typically posted on Sundays. The junior tournament going on starting this weekend in Waterford, Michigan, at Spins of Waterford. We're still accepting entries for the state senior tournament for both the men and for the women. And the tournament will go on until October 30. So this weekend and next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, finishing up on October 30 for the state senior tournament at Spins of Waterford in Waterford Township. We are accepting entries now for the third annual Mary Beverly Memorial Tournament. The tournament's going to be on Saturday, November 12 at 1 o'clock at Northland Lanes. Entry blanks are available in the centers, and entries are coming in pretty good. So make sure you get that blank in for make sure you can reserve a spot. The 37th Annual Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament will be going on the end of November, the 19th and 20th, and the 26th and 27th. It'll be at Alley's over in Douglas, and the squad times for that tournament are 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock on both the Saturdays and the Sundays. And then as we get closer to the holidays, we'll be having our holiday 500, 600, 700 tournament. It will be held at Northland Lanes. It's going to be held on Saturday, December 3 and Sunday, December 4. And then also again on Saturday, December 10 and on the 11th. Squad times are at 1 o'clock. Any of our bowlers that have bowled a 500, 600, or 700 series are welcome to join us in this tournament. It'll be a four-game tournament. You toss out the lowest game and add the top three, and that will be your tournament score. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 6. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again next week, Monday.